This is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
Hi, hey Guru, what's up?
Hey man, how you doing?
Not bad.
That's good, man, that's good.
So normally what we do is, I just come up with a question and we just start from there, yada, 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 you know. We can just keep on blah, 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 blah until we both get tired of each other. Then we're like, okay.
That's a good one. So do you have any topic in mind?
Just a few. So let's begin with, who is Guraj?
Really? Is that what we're starting with?
Yeah, who is Guraj?
Just your average gamer, man. Just your average Joe. Nothing too special.
Yeah, nothing too special. No. But I know people worship you as a legend.
They have misplaced priorities.
But just a bit of a dive into who Guraj is wouldn't be so bad, right?
Yeah. Just your average guy. I may be smart. I may be stupid. Depends.
Maybe smart. Okay, if you say so.
Like I said, maybe smart, maybe stupid. It all depends.
Okay. So, what was it that sparked you interest into gaming? Like, let's say you were just a young guru and you were just like, this is interesting.
Actually, that's exactly what happened as a kid. A friend of mine had a NES console, so, and not even an original NES, one of those Chinese knockoffs that could play that could play like the pirated Mario and stuff. So, jumped in, played with them once. I was like, oh, this is fun. And from then I was hooked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've just been gaming since I was a kid. I found something that I like doing, so why not?
Okay. Just like that.
Literally, that's just what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I started learning like a lot later in life about gaming and stuff. And like, okay. And then I got to choose my own platform. Basically, I got lucky enough to be able to afford either a console or a laptop. And I decided to use a laptop. I chose the laptop a few years back. Then from there, sold the laptop, built a PC. And here we are.
Okay, PC master race. Not bad.
To me, it's you play whatever console, PC, whatever. Whatever you want, you play it. What I like is that crossplay is becoming a thing, so I can play with people no matter what platform they're on.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's one of the best things I like about crossplay. I don't have to worry about what consoles my friends have.
Okay. Well, that's very good. I mean, some of us have always been into that, but just started playing games a bit recently or only picked up just a bit recently. So, like in my case, like gaming, I've been doing it since when I was a kid, but just, I don't have homework. Let me just sit down for an hour, 2 hours, play this game. Yeah. Weekends, I'm like, let me just go to my friends. And then, that's just how it was for me because,
For us, it was only school holidays. Nothing about the weekend. Nope. As long as it's only a long school holiday, that's the only time the console will come out.
Hello?
Hey, I'm still here. I think I just had a connection hitch.
I'm telling you, internet, this is Zuku, but still, it keeps dropping. And then when you call the guys, they're all like, hey, have you tried switching off the router and then switching back on. I'm like,
oh man, you want to just slap them. You want to just slap them at that point.
I have a chance you want to slap someone through the phone, but not post. I'm telling you.
You know, I'm on Safaricom, but yeah. It sometimes happens.
Yeah, I don't know why, because these guys, like the infrastructure is there, but it's like they're not focused on the speed. They're more willing to make money from what? From selling bundles.
They've always been easy. Always been easy money for them. It's been easy because they've had a monopoly, right?
Yeah, you have a monopoly.
So you can do whatever the hell you want if you had a monopoly.
Yeah, well, true, but competition should dictate that. Okay, we have a monopoly, but now there are people here. Other guys, let's not be silly. But anyway, yeah. No one thinks like that. So you're like, okay.
Okay, it's for these guys, they're running a business. So the bottom line is everything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, profit margins over everything, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's not complaining about what? About our internet service providers. Yeah, let's stop complaining about them and move on. Okay, so do you stream like on Twitch?
Yeah, I used to. I've not streamed for a long, long time. Actually, the main reason I started recording and uploading was because of rules and regulations of a competition I was doing. That they wanted evidence of the drivers, because I used to do a lot of online rallying, so they wanted evidence of the drivers, you know, just make sure you're not cheating. Yeah, so that's how I started.
Okay.
No, it's actually, it worked. We caught a few cheaters, huh?
Yeah. Okay. But these days, no longer stream, right?
Just time is the main problem. Like, of late, my schedule has been so, so busy over the last
I don't know how many months. You have a 9-to-5?
Yeah, well, technically it's an 8-to-4, but because it's out of town, it ends up becoming a 7-to-6.
I was talking to someone just recently and I was like, my friend, 9-to-5 in Africa doesn't work. I think 9-to-5, please. Guys are like, okay, it's time to go home, but they still work, so sit down and finish again. So I'm like,
okay, yeah, for me, I actually refuse to stay after work hours. I'm like, you know what, if work hours are done, sorry, you get me for 45 hours a week. That's what you get.
Yeah.
For me, it's just a commute. The commute is long.
Yeah. Especially me, I used to have a big problem with that. I'm like, okay. So I'm up by around 5:30, 6, the whole of 6, I'm just getting ready. And then when it comes time to go into work, I'm out. And since I'm using public transportation, you're like, okay, that one's tough. And you have to make do with it. You don't have a car, right?
Yeah.
So after that,
I know what you mean.
You reach work, you have to do all that stuff. And then when it's time to go, if let's say you haven't been sent out into the field, you find yourself reaching home by around 7, 8. Well, the latest I've reached was around 11. But
wow.
Yeah, you just find yourself tired, too exhausted. This time I just came home at around 8. I didn't even eat. I just crashed on the bed. I woke up like at around 3. I'm like, oh my God, 3? I slept all throughout? So yeah, 9-to-5 gets you really exhausted and you just can't see how and why you get that tired.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough that, mine isn't that bad. I do have the car, I drive and everything, but
okay.
It's just by the time you get home, spend some time with the family, then you don't want to sit down and start gaming and then go out for then go for dinner and then come back. It's like, even just having dinner at home, we eat as a family. So you can't really pause a game at that point.
Yeah. For me, the thing I decided to do was what? get like an hour at least to either watch some movies or series, like kind of what? Relax myself, not do anything, just sit down, relax, watch a movie, watch some series, or at least play like a game for a bit, an hour at most. Always, all the time. It worked for me.
If it works, that's very, very good actually, because it really helps. What I do is I use my commute home for music.
So that was then.
And now?
For me, that I don't think the music thing won't work, because for me, if I'm not doing work or anything, anytime I get a chance to walk, earphones in, listen to music, Spotify, let's play.
Yeah, no, that's really good. For me, because I drive home on my own, I use that time for music because I can. Otherwise, I don't have any form of, like, even at work, we're not allowed, I don't have my phone or anything when I'm at work. So,
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have to make that money to support ourselves in terms of what?
You're telling me.
But hey, the future is looking bright. I mean, guys can just play games all day, and they're like, what, making 300,000
millions annually.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that kid that won the Fortnite competition, was it 2 years back? Was it? They won $3 million, like
something like that. Yeah,
this kid's 13 years old, and he's already a millionaire. He has more money than me.
Kids just get lucky, man. But then, no, I cannot even say that the kid got lucky, because let's be honest, that kid worked extremely hard to get to that point. I cannot say he's lucky. Yeah, he worked super hard to get to that point. How many crushing defeats must he have had before to get that one win?
Yeah, especially since he's a kid. I mean, he at least, well, mentally, he is in the right space. He can just sit down and absorb that stuff fast. I mean, the last time I played Fortnite was 2016.
I think he only tried it once and still forget it.
I'm still afraid of going back in, because I'm like, the way I see these guys jumping up and cracking those shots, me who's just trying to build something, get down. So mentally, them, we know that they can absorb more on that when it comes to critical thinking and whatnot. Okay, now I'm sounding like a scientist, but yeah. In regards to that, them, they catch it a lot faster than us.
Quite a lot faster.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, since you're no longer streaming, I'm hoping at least you still play some games.
Yes, I still do.
Okay, what game are you playing now?
Well, I'm actually, funny enough, getting back into Battlefield 1.
Ah, Battlefield 1, okay.
Yeah, so I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 1 of late. I've also been checking out Zero Hour, because I do a lot of PvE.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really have as much time to grind my aim, get this, get that on PvP. So I do a lot of PvE. So I play a lot of Insurgency Sandstorm and Zero Hour. Zero Hour is extremely difficult.
Okay. Not CSGO.
No. And then when I feel like having a drive, I play some Assetto Corsa or some Richard Burns or WRC9 or Dirt Rally or Beam, or whatever. Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, just to keep my check in, my eye in, because I used to be one of the fastest guys locally.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like I said, people still remember you're a legend.
I mean, I can still probably push a little harder than you'd think when I'm back on the rig, but I've not driven for quite a while.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we've all not been doing a lot of things for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and I picked up another hobby, so that got me out of the house for the most part.
Okay.
The typical problem.
I was gaming, but I had a bit of an oopsie in a sense. My partner in crime died on me, so I'm kind of like up in the air for the time being.
Wait, he did what?
My partner in crime, my laptop.
Oh, I thought you meant like your gaming buddy. You know, when you say partner in crime, buddy. I think gaming buddy, yeah. Like you always have that one squad mate who you play like everything with.
Yeah, that's true. No. He's also working his 9 to 5. It's been actually last spoke because back in the day we used to like hit it up Mortal Kombat Armageddon, Mortal Kombat Charlotte Bonk, you know? And we used to play those games a lot back in the day. Now it's been ages since we actually game together.
Yeah, I mean it's good to be gaming with your friends. At times, it's actually the only thing that can keep you sane sometimes.
Yeah, especially during this whole COVID thing. The thing that kept me sane was playing Far Cry 3.
You're playing Far Cry 3?
Wow. Yeah, during this whole COVID thing. And imagine, I actually got COVID. And I still kept on playing. So I'm like, okay, COVID is there. I feel like I can't fill my lungs. I can't really take in that much, but still got to get that shot. Still have to finish this what? I still have to finish this quest.
This outpost, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Actually, I think you can check out my Reddit. I think I posted pictures. Me just going through it again. It was fun. It was really fun. Been ages since I actually went back and what did it. So awesome to go back to it.
Yeah, I've not played a Far Cry game.
Mm-hmm. Ah man, 6 is out.
I don't know. I think I played 3 and then I played 4 and 4 was the same as 3. And then I just gave up. Like, you know what? 4 is the exact same even map as 3. It felt like it. Like, forget it.
Four for me is my favorite. I know people are going to crucify me, but for me, 4 is more of my favorite. I mean, they did change up the formula here and there. So that was it for me. They changed up the formula here and there. So, especially that thing, the Valley of the Yetis. That was an awesome touch.
I don't think I've tried that section yet. Maybe I might get a hang, might get a hold of the game and try seeing how it runs. Let's see.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So, what are your favorite titles? Like, I don't know.
So I can at the moment, or like face. Completely?
Like completely. Oh, so I can judge your taste.
I don't have any favorite titles completely because it changes every time. Like the games that I played and binged for hundreds of hours sometime last year, but right now I don't even play them anymore. Mm. It's just what am I playing currently? That's what I'm always looking at.
Okay,
it's weird.
Well, I think how you'd consider it is instead of like games you find as like your favorite, consider it as games you could play again, like replay again.
There are very few games that I would replay because if I've stopped playing it, I'm literally just done with it. There are very few games I'd replay. Who think?
Okay. Okay, you had it here. There are very few games you would replay.
Yeah, I play a game till I've extracted almost as much of it as I can, and then I let it go.
100% completion?
No, 100%. I very rarely 100% complete games.
Wait, really?
I don't look at the challenges. Like, you know what, forget it. For me, it's the experience of actually playing the game and enjoying it. And once it gets to a point where I'm bored of it, like, okay, fine, I'm going to delete that. I'm out.
Okay. Okay, well, if you say so, but yeah, okay. Well, I'm also, to be honest, I also don't 100% complete a game because it just seems a bit too, how you say, like a repetitive task. Just doesn't
exactly.
After they tell you, come do this, go do that, go do this. I'm going to be honest. I like just cause, like just cause the game.
Yeah,
I like it, but I'm sorry to say, I've never ever gone above 50% completing it. Like Just Cause 2, I went and finished it, the main quest. Any of the other quests, nah. I just went around, after finishing, I just went around having fun, what? Playing with the grapple hook here and there. But finishing any of that, like the other side quest, nah. The, one of the only games I've ever completed, like 100% to date, was Fallout 3. And the only issue with that one was because, well, I went online and I was looking through a forum. Yeah, I know. I was looking through a forum, but... I was looking through a forum because it was a new experience for me. I'd never played it before. So I was like, okay, this, that, this. They gave me this advice, do this, that, this. I'm like, okay, main quest. No, let's just go steam on the ship, Zeta. And after that, finishing all the side quests, I'm like that guy who finishes all the side quests in that. And then I come back and I'm overpowered. When it comes time to do the main quest, like,
yes, yeah, that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, I have all these awesome weapons, all this awesome armor, and I'm like, yeah, come on, let's do it. Yeah, so that's the only game so far that I've 100% completed. It was fun. I'm actually playing New Vegas now, so
I might want to try a Fallout game. I've played a Fallout game, but I'm not really sure I've got very deep into them.
Okay, you want to play a Fallout game? Well, I would recommend New Vegas first. But well, if you're that type to... Okay, I'll first go with this one, then follow up with the sequel. You can start with 3.
Let me think. I'll think about it. Because even 4 doesn't look too bad, but I don't know.
4 is the cream to the crop. It's like the GTA 5 of Fallout. Yeah, especially for the mod. That's one of the main reasons why the mod.
Actually, Fallout I would rather mod. Finish a game vanilla first, then mod it.
Yeah. Okay, no, like these guys, the community is like, okay, we finished the game, then that's it. Let's make content for ourselves. To the point where even Bethesda actually accepts the stuff, like, yeah, here's the making.
Yeah, that's
adding our game. Let's just do that. That's one of the reasons people like what still play Fallout. Like one of the reasons people still play Skyrim. Like when did Skyrim come out? You get. And to this day, guys are still modding it, adding stuff to it. Even guys that came in, like new guys, the young guys are like, okay, let's play Skyrim. And they find that these guys, the OGs, have left them all this stuff. So they also add on for the next generation that's also going to come to play. So like, yeah, for Skyrim is sort of like GTA 5. We're not expecting anything anytime soon, like in way of a sequel.
Yeah, but it just gets re-released on like a million different platforms.
Yeah, that's true. GTA 5, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5.
Yep. Back when on the PS2 we had GTA Vice City, San Andreas, GTA 3, Liberty City Stories came out. I'm not sure if Liberty City Stories came out. I know Vice City Stories came out on the PS2.
Liberty
it was
City
a port, but still.
It came out on the PSP first.
Yeah, and then got ported. I don't know if it got ported on.
The same.
It's the same that happened to Vice City Stories.
Yeah.
I think
it's just weird. I've actually bought something for a handheld, man.
But back at the time, I mean, what the PS2 was compared to what the PSP was, I don't know, hardware wise. the PS2 had the advantage, no doubt. Yeah. But the games were good. Games are really good.
No, I get that they were trying to go mobile with their gaming, but execution-wise, it did go the way they expected. I mean, the PSP had, what, only one analog controller, right?
Yeah, I think it had only one analog stick.
Yeah, it had only one analog controller. So you're like, okay, I have only one. What, I'm supposed to use the directional buttons? Which side are the directional buttons? The same side where the analog controller is. So how am I supposed to use Xbox or triangle to get?
Yeah, it's a bit, I can understand why they did it and how they did it, but when they ported it to the PS2, I think they ported it with even better controls, which was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Ooh, wow. I think that's it for favorite titles. Let's hope people don't judge you harshly for not having any taste.
If they do, let them. I have no problem with that. I have plenty of good games that I play. I look for gems.
True. I mean, have you played Beyond Good and Evil?
I haven't tried that one yet, no. Another game I've been trying to get back into yet. Operative word being yet. Haven't tried it yet. But another game that I'm trying to get back into is Deep Rock Galactic.
Deep Rock Galactic.
And that game is deep. Wow, that game has a lot.
That game is deep. Okay.
It looks so simple, but it's got so much behind it.
The lore?
Not just the lore, but even skill trees, the gameplay and everything. It's easy to pick up, but I think it'd be hard to master.
So the learning curve is you can start, you hit the ground running, but then the rest is up to you.
Yeah, but it's very easy to start the game, I feel.
Okay. I'll look into that. Deep Rock Galactic. I was saying, what's it called? Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a very, very awesome game. Try it when you get the chance. I played it 2 years back. RPG-wise, the storytelling is nice. I mean, came out of development hell, and then it's now one of my favorites. I think it's highly underrated, together with Vampire the Masquerade Bloodline.
I think those are very underrated titles.
Yeah, so if you get the chance to probably check them out.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Might give them a shot.
All right, okay. So now we get to the ugly bit. Issues and problems encountered during your time gaming.
I think my main issue has always been ping. Just ping. But that's just the laws of physics. The laws of physics are against us because servers are not always in Africa.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many games that the servers are abroad, and it's ridiculous. I mean, that's why I prefer games with dedicated servers. But, like, for example, I'm playing, what do you call it? 0 Hour. Now, 0 Hour, even if I'm playing PvE, would you imagine I'm playing a 200 millisecond ping?
I thought we had it bad.
200 ms.
Yeah, playing even at 200 ms.
Even though it's PvE. Because the master servers are somewhere everywhere. I don't know where in Europe the servers are.
You could be here and you're thinking, hey, okay, but servers are where? Because Barbados.
Yeah, so that's happened. And then also, like something like Squad. Quad is really fun, but oh my God, you need to invest the time to get into it.
Yeah.
It's a full on time sink.
Yeah, there's also that investing time to sit down and actually enjoy games when first you have to worry about the internet, second you have to worry about the people you're playing with. I mean, you could end up in a server full of guys that are hacking or cheating at the game, right?
Yep. And also there's a fact that, let's be honest, people hate you if you're playing at high ping. They will blame you for lagging a server, which I've never felt has ever happened. I've never felt to be at a disadvantage like that. Just forget it. Keep playing.
So guys actually blame you for the server being bad?
Yes, because we have high ping. I see their point in a way because then the server has to work. You have to do bullet compensation, this, that, and the other. The ability to have super bullets. That's so much nonsense. But look, what actually happens, or actually I feel, is some games have very bad ping compensation. Like really, really bad. So it really favors someone with high ping. And that's why even things like lag switches were developed. So... especially, I knew it was on the console side that some guys develop lag switches. So you just hit a button, your ping goes to like 300 ms, and you hit the button again, it comes back down. So like if someone was about to kill you, you just do that. You lag all over the place. They don't hit any of their shots, then you're back. It's stupid, but it happens.
Wouldn't that just ruin their whole experience of playing with other guys? I mean, the guys would know you as the guy who's just what? Who's just messing around every now and again and not want to play with you.
Yeah, but some people just look at their own stats and say, oh, if I can get good stats, I must be a god. You go 14-0 in a game, but...
He thinks himself a god until he meets a hacker.
I that's why I call myself average, because my aim is probably below average. Like I legitimately cannot snipe. That's the hardest thing for me in gaming. I can't snipe.
You think you can't snipe? Huh, you've not seen me. Target's not moving and I still miss.
I think I taught that class. I think I'm the one who taught that class of target not moving. He still miss.
Target's not moving, but I still miss.
Yep, I have been there enough times, but I'm actually a lot better in close quarters combat.
Yeah, close quarters. Well, for me, if it's going close combat, especially Call of Duty, I prefer using shotgun. Because I know one hit kill, they're gone.
Okay, for me, not Call of Duty, but maybe even in Battlefield or something like Insurgency. No. I like to get in. Yeah. I like to get into the action. You know, like get up close and personal and have some fun there. It's where I flourish. I may not be the best, but I still. Especially when I play aggressive medic.
An aggressive medic. Now you're just minding me of Team Fortress. You're minding me of Team Fortress too.
I will revive you in ways you will not even expect.
Now get on up.
Yeah, I will put my life on the line for my teammates to get revived. I'm that medic.
Okay. I think, we've reached the end of it. So I think just plug yourself and give any final remarks or diss the others if you want to. I'll just put a link to you and I'm like, okay, he's done the diss too. Go. He's right there. Go. I just watch the cabinet with some popcorn.
Nah, send them over. Don't worry. I won't mind. They can't handle it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, trust me, you haven't seen when I used to do Fonda Entertainment. That was my gaming crew a while back. So we used to play every week. Friday night was Fonda night. we literally called it Fonda Night, and we would always play something co-op. So I think it started off with Insurgency Source, then it moved up to games like Deceit. What else? We played Dirt. Was it Dirt 2? I think it was Dirt 2 that we played. We played Grid. We played quite a bit of things. We did play, I think, when For Honor went free, we picked that up and we had a massive session. Trust me, Fonda Entertainment was one of the best things I could have done. I'm sad that it's not as active as it used to be, but it definitely was the best thing I could have done.
People grew up, so...
Yeah, well, it was more than just a gaming group, funny enough. Like, it became like an emotional support group between each other. Let's be honest, everyone's facing some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
So it became now a place where... Yeah, away from that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So it's nice to have the homies around, eh?
Oh, man, you have no idea. So much fun to have the homies around. And then sometimes, you know, if you're lucky enough, you even get to play with your folks.
That is something that will never happen for me.
I actually have been lucky enough. I play Overcooked with my mom, my sister, and her husband.
Yeah.
So we play Overcooked quite a bit. In fact, I finished... You trust me, my mom is a gamer as well. My mom can game as well with us. She may not be the best. She may not be any good. Well, okay, I can't say that she's good enough. It's hilarious. It is hilarious when we play together.
Okay.
In fact, my mom and I finished Spyro 2 together. And this was way back when on the PS1. So when the Reignited Trilogy came out on PC, we bought it. So we finished it again. We finished Spyro 2 together.
Okay. Wow. I'm still in shock. You and your mom?
Yeah, me and my mom.
Okay.
Like, she won't play, like, hardcore games or anything like Watch Dogs or something like... or something like Splinter Cell or The Division or any Tomb Raiders or something like that. She won't touch those. But she actually did play Castle Crashers with me for quite a bit. We had some good fun there. Yeah, my mom's a good sport, lad. She will definitely, she'll try it out.
So I said, hey.
I will do, man. I will do.
Okay. I can let you go now.
So, no worry, man. You have a good one.
Okay. Thanks, huh?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right.
See you.
All right.